More than 40 million people are in the cross-country path of a monster snowstorm.
Snow is expected in many places, including New Brighton, Minnesota, where Mark Beiswinger owns a hardware store and says customers are bringing in snow blowers for repairs.
They didn't do it 2 weeks ago when it was 45 degrees out. They got to wait till it's snowing, and then they'll, you know, that's the problem with Minnesotans. They wait until the last minute.
Forecasters are calling the storm the biggest in a generation, which for Minnesota is saying something. Chris Reese is a meteorologist with KSTP.
This is Minnesota. We know how to do snow, and we do it very well. So when you tell someone, hey, we haven't had this kind of storm since the 80s, well, suddenly that starts to up the ante a little bit.
Mr. Reese is urging Minnesotans to stay home, and if you ignore that advice or you just can't follow that advice, move carefully.
You got to go at your own pace. You know, there are always people who are going to zip past you going way too fast, and you think, oh, maybe I need to speed up too. No, you don't. Go at your own pace.
Jason Hurst and his family run 5 hardware stores, and he's preparing for a road trip in the middle of the storm to get from store to store.
I have a kit, which blankets, tow ropes. I have, you know, firearm. I bring my snow boots. I bring, I just have this action packer, this tote, and I just have it full of stuff that might come in handy if I get stranded.
He's going to be ready for whatever happens, and he says there is a good side to all this moisture.
We desperately need the water in our mountains to fill our reservoirs and fill our aquifers and springs. I don't think people want to grumble too loud because it's truly a blessing.
That's how Allison Reynolds feels. She's in Tehachapi, California, which is under a winter storm warning and watching a forecast for up to 2 feet of snow.
I'm planning on carrying my guitar downstairs, sitting in front of the fire and just playing and you know, watching the snow come down.
She's a musician who says the pandemic taught her how to stay busy indoors, a skill she can reuse now.